Right, well, at this time, I'm joined by Joe Overfield, who's the Artistic Director, Ray Morgan, Assistant Artistic Director, and Chris Davison, who's the Sound Engineering and Technician. He's the technical whiz kid. We should probably put him on sorting out our problems here, of Sundown, which is, of course, an Essex-based voluntary-run arts organisation. And welcome. And a special year for you guys, isn't it?
It is, yeah. 10 years. 10 years old we are this year.
Right. Now, first off, can we start by getting you to individually introduce one yourselves?
Okay. So, as you said, my name's Jo, and I'm the Artistic Director. And I suppose I've been involved with Sundown from the start, when it started 10 years ago. Ray?
Hello, I'm Ray Morgan. I'm the Assistant Director, and I've been involved with Sundown for about 7 years. And this is Chris.
Hello, I'm Chris. I'm the sound man for Sundown. Been with them for about 7 years.
Good stuff. Right. Now, so you've already answered my next question. So when we talk arts, though, we're not just talking about pictures, are we? It's a whole range of things.
Yeah, arts. It's multi-arts, really. It's a mixture of comedy, theatre, performance, spoken word, live music, short film, if we get the right venue.
Right.
Yeah, a bit of everything, really, we do.
Good stuff. Now, how and why did you start out? And what were you trying to do?
I ask myself that quite a lot, yeah. Well, Sundown was originally started by a local poet, and he wanted to put on simply poetry nights. And there was music on the billing that night by a local musician called Stuart Bowditch. And then after that, there weren't any other Sundowns. And then I sort of got involved because I was quite interested in bringing in music, comedy, because my personal interests are quite varied. And I'm interested in lots of different genres. So that was the idea, really. And also, I've got a really short attention span. So I quite like to have a bit of everything. Otherwise, I get too bored if it's just music, just poetry.
Right.
So that was the idea, really. Yeah. So people don't get bored.
And when you say local, whereabouts are you actually based?
Well, we're all from the South End area,
right.
And we mainly put on events, I suppose, in Leigh-on-Sea and South End. But we used to do London gigs quite regularly. We've also played in other parts of Essex and East Anglia before. So we're kind of varied with where we perform.
Right. Well, I know you've got something coming up, which we'll talk about in a minute or two. But how have things developed over the 10 years? Because as you just said, you wanted you didn't want to lose your attention span, so you've developed all these things. But how has that happened?
Well, I think you always want to develop as an organisation.
This is Ray now.
Hello. we started off with quite sort of simple gigs with poetry and music, which is great, but then we also wanted to sort of branch out from that slightly. So this year we're getting into teaching workshops, we've had authors Q&As, we've had a bit more kind of comedy stand-up element to it. So I think we're always looking to refresh it because we don't want to get bored, we don't want the audience to get bored, and it's more fun for us, really.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. Now, as you say, it's the 10th birthday, which is, what, next month now? And as part of that 10th anniversary celebration, you're taking a show on the road, and as you said, you just had the one show in Leigh-on-Sea. And the next stop is Colchester, that's right, a week from today.
Yeah, it's coming up really quickly. We're able to do this tour with support using public funding by the National Lottery and Arts Council England. And in our application, we've put together an 18-month programme of events. And within that 18-month programme is a tour taking Sundown on the road, Arts on the Road, to celebrate being 10 years old. So, yeah, Colchester on the 19th. Then we go to Norwich Arts Centre, then to a venue called the Chauffeur's Cottage in Peterborough, and then we finish at the John Peel Centre in Suffolk.
Oh, right. Now, hang on, you say you finish, but you're doing this over 18 months, didn't you say?
Yeah, it's different types of events throughout that 18 months. So this tour is one event in an 18-month programme. So, yeah, we will have other events coming up. Yeah,
but each of the programs that you do are different, are they not? So the one that you're doing now in Colchester next week will not be the same as the one that you put on in Leigh-on-Sea.
Well, basically, we have a core number of performers on each leg of the tour.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of pick various people from the local area as we go along. So, for example, we'll have the same core team.
Yes.
And then we'll have, say, a poet from Peterborough or another performer from Norwich. So we're kind of trying to mix it up along the way.
So who have you got on the show in Colchester? Because obviously that's the one that's closest to us here in Brentwood.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a mixture of poetry, comedy, theatre and music. So we've got a local poet from Billericay called Simon Blackman, who's very, very funny, great performer as well.
Right.
We've got musicians MG Bolter and Ed Rome. Ed Rome's also from Billericay. MG Bolter is from Leon C. Mm-hmm. Old Trunk, who are great, they're a sort of new emerging comedy theatre company.
Yeah.
They're based in Westcliff-on-Sea. And then we've got an artist called Donna Machopshire, who's actually from Edinburgh.
Yes.
And she's performing with an artist called Gideon Conn, who's from Manchester, but now he lives in London. And he had some success a few years ago on the festival circuit.
Right.
And they're both doing their own tour called Highlights and Perceptions. But they're going to be on tour with us, if that makes sense.
Right. They're linking up with you somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because we're sort of old friends with Donna. So that's going to be a bit different as well.
Now, you've brought a CD here with something on it. What have you got on here?
Yes, that's Chris plays with Ed Rome, and you're going to be playing with him on the tour. Do you want to talk about Ed for a bit, what Ed does? Who he is.
Yeah, Ed Rome, who I play bass for, he's used to play in a ska band called The Big.
Right.
And he's now doing a more sort of folky, folk ska kind of thing.
Right.
And that's I think that's the MP3 that we've got lined up.
Well, this is the I've got the CD lined up, which is...
okay, so that's MG Bolter. We got ahead of ourselves. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
We got too excited.
Oh, well, I could do the other one first. We can do Ed straight off, if you like.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, we can do that. So this is... Would you like to introduce him?
Yeah, go for it, Chris.
This is Ed Rome and a track called Intolerance.
End abruptly there. That's Ed Rome there and Tolerance. And Ed is actually going to be appearing on the show in Colchester, is that right?
He is. He's actually on the whole tour with us, so he'll definitely be at Colchester Arts Centre. And if you're interested in coming along, it starts at 8 p.m, finishes at 11. It's £5 entry. Now, Colchester Arts Centre are doing a special offer for their members, a two-for-one offer, just for their members of the Arts Centre. And we're also saying to the first five people that email us, they can also get a two-for-one offer too. And our the email address is jo@sundownarts.org. If you want to get tickets from the Arts Centre itself, it's colchesterartscentre.com.
Now, you're saying 8 o'clock. On the website that I was looking at, it was saying 7:30.
But oh, yeah. That probably means doors at 7:30.
Oh, right,
so arrive at 7:30, then it'll kick off at 8.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. Now, do you want to mention I'll make a brief mention of all the other things you're getting involved in, because it isn't just these events, is it? You've got all sorts of things.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We've got to think about it now. So, yeah, so we've got the tour, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
We're also doing a couple of workshops on the 26th of October. We're doing a producer's workshop, which is for people that maybe run their own events or they want a little bit more advice about events management. So we're doing that. This is all on our website, by the way, which is sundownarts.org. We're also doing a Halloween storytelling workshop for kids on the 1st of November. Then we're doing a local festival called the Shorelines Literature Festival.
Right.
This is also in Leigh-on-Sea.
Yes.
And this is to do with an arts organisation called Metal. And if you go to metalculture.com, they'll tell you all. They've got some fantastic things happening at that festival. So we're doing something there. Then we've got a folk day called Midwinter Folk.
Right.
Yeah, and this is to do with, you've heard of the Lee Folk Festival.
I most certainly have.
Yeah, the UK's largest.
But then I'm a local,
festival.
You see.
Well, you say that, but it's the UK's largest free folk festival.
Is it really?
Yeah, it gets quite a lot of coverage every year.
Yeah.
So they're putting on a fundraiser, which is on the 14th of December.
Right.
That's called Midwinter Folk. That's going to be brilliant. That's all day. Mm. And then we're doing another event at Colchester Arts Centre on the 11th of December. And it's an all-female cast, and it's going to be brilliant. We've got Liz Bentley, who's a poet and comedian. Old Trunk again, who've been on tour with us, and a performance artist.
Is Old Trunk are females, are they?
They are. Yeah.
Oh right,
yeah.
Right. I don't know why for a name like Old Trunk.
Does it seem masculine?
Yes, it sounded like a masculine name.
We'll stop there. Yes. and then I think. Oh no, we've got one more. Sorry, we've got so many.
Yeah,
we've got one more that's quite a different event. This is on the 8th of December, I think, in Southend.
Right.
And it's a Lego Robots night.
Right.
With bands.
Lego
I know
Robots
you're looking,
night.
You're thinking, what the hell is that?
What is the other? Well, precisely.
It's not really self-explanatory. Basically, there's a venue in London in King's Cross called Drink Shop Do, and they do a Lego Robots night where they invite teams of up to five people to come and create a robot out of Lego.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and the best one wins a prize. So we're going to do that, but with bands and poets and DJ and make more of a night of it.
And when's that again?
That'll be on Sunday the 8th of December at the Alex Pub in Southend. It's only £3 to get in, and it's a fundraiser for us. And I think that might be it. Yeah,
well,
it's a lot, isn't it?
It's a heck of a lot there. It's unbelievable.
It's a bit, stressful. Yeah.
I can imagine. Now, you've also brought a CD of a song. Who's this by? And what's all this? And we can...
Okay, this is MG Bolter, who's a musician from Leigh-on-Sea. He's also in a band called The Lucky Strikes, who are very, very popular in Southend and also getting really good reviews in the music press at the moment. This is MG Bolter's solo album, The Water and the Wave, and this song is called Once I Was.
All right, thanks very much indeed, and thanks, guys, for coming in. Let's give it a go.
Once I was a blackbird. lips. I was a bullet down the cold, blood did run. Oh, high rise, skyline, I'm moving all the time. Oh, blackbird, oh, bullet, the road unwinds. Oh, 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 oh. Like a beast, it breathes. Oh, I hear strange music, forgotten litany. And I learn to live without it in my hungry days, where lovers' words rang sweeter when they called. I'm learning how to live and soar.